This is episode number 2016 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, I can't say it's a who. This is one of those that's not a who cares story.
Yeah, okay.
Because I care, because it's Dolly Parton.
Well, okay.
It's just so cute, I got to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Dolly Parton, she's made some good on her earlier vow to return to the cover of a Playboy magazine. Sort of. She posted a short video to her socials on Tuesday to wish her husband, Carl Thomas Dean, a happy birthday. In it, she wore a black bustier, a bow tie, and bunny ears.
Wow, that's...
And a homemade... And
I wonder if she had a...
Not a homemade. She didn't homemade this. She certainly did. It's the most I've ever seen of her boobs.
Really? Wow. Well, you saw the cover in 19-whatever of Playboy magazine. That's famous.
I've seen that cover.
Yeah, she didn't do a nude spread. She just did the cover. She was fully clothed. I'm just wondering if she had the tail.
You know it. You know she did. And she probably rocked it.
That's part of the deal.
But I've never seen close up that much.
There's a lot of Dolly up there. There is a lot of Dolly.
There's a lot of Dolly.
Man. Wow.
I had to watch it a few times just because I was amazed. So,
yeah.
So she was wearing a bunny suit.
Would those be the fifth and sixth natural wonders of the world? I'm just curious. That's all.
Possibly. She's so cute. I love Dolly Parton. Anyway, it was an homage to the look she sported in the October 1978 issue.
78. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now, did you see the picture side by side, the frame?
I did.
Yeah. And did you see the part where she was giving it to him?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Giving him the frame, not giving it to him.
No. That's but she just turned 75, right? This is the whole deal. She did it for her 75th birthday, I heard. Okay. All right.
So remember something.
I don't know how old her old man is. He's got to be at least 75, I would think. But
I'm not even going to try to do a Dolly because I would.
Oh, don't. Oh, just bless your
heart.
I'm
going to do the Southern because I am Southern.
Don't do it.
But I'm not going to do the Dolly.
Don't do it.
She said, remember sometime back I said I was going to pose in Playboy magazine when I was 75? Well, I'm 75.
Yeah.
And they don't have a magazine anymore.
They don't. They do not. So she's going to have to make up her own.
So she had said that she was going to do this for his birthday.
Because
why am I like, birthday present?
She had to tell the world about it. So there's some narcissism there, but that's okay.
And he said, he still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years, and I'm not going to try and talk him out of that.
Dolly, you're one hot chick, hon. That's awesome.
So at the time of her 78 appearance, Dolly was the first female country artist to appear on Playboy's cover. Did you
really
know that?
I did not know that. Huh.
She didn't pose nude, like you said.
No.
But it was still considered a risky move for a mainstream star.
Wait a minute. Let me go back. And this may have been after. I don't think it was. Barbie Benton. Was she or wasn't she a country singer? Probably not by trade. She was mostly an actor by trade. And she did a nude spread in the whole bit. She did several. But that's because she was almost married to Hugh Hefner. For years, they were almost married. They never got married. But that was kind of the deal.
He started that habit way back.
Yeah, he sure did. But hey, good on Dolly. And by the way, I did see that video. Cute as hell. Dolly,
she's adorable.
At 75. I think she said something about, you know what? I've got this cartoon look. She goes, I'm going to look like this when I'm 90. I'll do it again. So there you go. Good on you, Dolly Parton, by golly.
Well, in an attempted hilarious, never-before-seen Kudake bonus clip.
Oh, wait. There's bonus clips?
Evidently.
Oh, my God.
Don't get excited. I'm not going to go hunting for them.
Oh, okay.
Khloe Kardashian battles Instagram influencer Addison Rae in a makeup challenge. Actually, it's a make-off, as Khloe calls it.
A make-off.
Now, the catch is to see who can best apply makeup using only tiny hands.
Tiny hands. I think you've explained that before, but why don't you explain what they are? I know what they are.
Well, and I'm super critical of anyone who tries to do tiny hands because I like tiny hands. I have some tiny hands and feet.
That's your bit.
Yeah, and you can do it well or don't do it at all. Okay. All right, so.
Do you think you should be using tiny hands for this story?
Oh, I should have.
You should do tiny hands. You have them with you?
No.
No?
Well, you can rest be assured I'll never be without them again. Here was my one big opportunity.
Right?
To bring them into the light. First, they were first made famous by Kristen Wiig on SNL.
What, tiny hands?
Yes.
Okay. I've seen them. They are little plastic little hands.
Yeah.
They're like one quarter the size of a real hand. And all of the fingers are extended so they can give themselves a high five.
To say a quarter is being very generous.
All right. Well, let's say a fifth. A fifth the size of a hand. They're about, I don't know, they're about 3 inches tall.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you still might be being generous, but then again, you are a man, and what men do
is a lot.
Men exaggerate when it comes to measurements.
Sure.
The hands were a little bit difficult for Addison and Chloe.
You think?
And so she, Addison's like, I can't even pick it up. Before she's trying to look like, she's trying to grab makeup. And then she's choking that Chloe.
It's hilarious,
like,
though, that they would try and put makeup on with these little hands.
Well, I would never.
I put an eye out. I'm thinking,
But see, the advantage that they probably had an advantage that the average person doesn't have. Well, one, they're rich. Now, the other advantage that they have that the average person doesn't have, like if I just grab my tiny hands, I just got my tiny hands on you pull your sleeve down and blah, blah, blah. But theirs were obviously very well put on.
Maybe they were taped on.
They were something. Because they didn't have to worry about trying to clinch and keep it on while trying to perform doing whatever.
I wanted
doing.
To see them slap each other's face with the tiny hands. That's
what
I wanted.
That would have been so good.
Boy, cat fight. Tiny hands, cat fight. That's what I wanted. By golly. And the only thing that can be better than that is mud wrestling.
Now, Tristan Thompson, he even stops by to watch the two women duke it out over cosmetics.
So this obviously was while they were still together. If Tristan was there.
Yes.
So how many months ago was that? Well, we know everything happens on Cuda Case at least 8 months old. Yeah, okay.
Now, Addison previously gushed to E! News that she had such an amazing time getting to know the Kardashian-Jenner family while filming.
Oh, my.
Amazing.
Back to mud wrestling. You know who would be great at mud wrestling? That is Halle Berry. I don't know how we got on the topic of mud wrestling from Tiny Hands,
but I have not a clue.
I like it. I do.
So while I'm talking, you're over there thinking about mud wrestling and Halle Berry.
Don't interrupt.
Where did mud wrestling come
from?
Don't
interrupt. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a good day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.